All right, everyone, welcome to this week's episode of The Process of Being Me. And if for some strange reason you missed out on last week's episode, I would highly recommend going back and listening to that. It's all about the C's of purpose. And if you're not clear on what your purpose is and you're not really clear on what your driving force is on a daily basis, all of these other things that I'm going to empower you with, all of the different strategies, the different mindset processes, the different tools and resources that you can take to really grow a very successful signature program, product, or service, they're not going to really mean anything because there's no attachment to really what your driving force and your core purpose is behind what it is that you're really trying to do and why you're trying to do it. Now, that being said, hopefully you did listen to that and you are now excited to dive into what I have planned for you today, which is all about results in advance, all right? And what the hell does that mean? Well, realistically, it is a marketing and a sales tactic, but it is also a relationship building tactic designed to help you qualify your leads and actually to get your leads to qualify themselves while attracting even more of your ideal clients and being able to do that on a consistent basis without always having to worry about the different ad tactic and the different this and the different media platform. This is a strategy that will work in any environment, on any medium, and regardless of what changes on the internet or whether you have a face-to-face type of business, this stuff will always work, okay? One of the questions I've got for you before I even dive into this is, are you afraid of giving away too much? See, a lot of business owners that I meet, they're constantly concerned with almost holding on to their strategy or holding on to their process as if it's this protective thing that they can't share, like the secret recipe that they can't give away, right? Whereas now I can even go and buy Big Mac sauce, right? Whereas for years, McDonald's always had this, you know, almost this little rumor that they had all these special things in their Big Mac sauce, right? I'm sure there's lots of nasties in there, but you know what I mean. And as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, the more that you hold on to what it is that you do and how you can help people, the smaller amount of people that you're going to be able to actually connect with, and they're not going to be able to connect with your solution because they don't know what the hell it is, all right? By taking on this approach and by focusing on results in advance, all right, we're going to remove that, and I'm going to show you a few things that you can do to start making sure that, one, you're no longer afraid to give away too much, but also on the flip side, why you almost have to give away more than you either have been used to giving away, and maybe for some of you, more than you want to give away in advance. So, looking at it, what you always want to try and do whenever you're looking at positioning what it is that your solution does, whether it's a program, whether it's a product, whether it's a service, all right, and you're looking at how to position what I do, it's really important that you always sell the why, the what, and the how, okay? But you have to realize that they will pay for the implementation and the accountability. Now, the last part here, if you would have asked me 5 or 6 years ago, I would have said, don't ever sell the how. Don't give away the how. The how is what they will pay for. But things are changing. And the reason why things are changing is because you can now type into Mr. YouTube or Mr. Google, how do I do this? And there is enough free content out there for anybody to consume. The difference now being is, do they connect with your solution around the how, or do they connect with mine? And how do we make sure that more people connect with our solution, our how, than anybody else's? All right, and one of the best ways to do that is by giving results in advance. It is by giving away the why, the what, and the how for free. Crazy concept, right? Why would I give my most valuable stuff away for free? It's because it's already readily available for most people already, right? The difference is somebody going to connect with the way that you position it? Are they going to connect with your story? Are they going to connect with you and want to work with you because they understand or they know, like, and trust you enough to want to invest in you, to make sure that, hey, there's lots of people selling the same stuff, right? How many people on Facebook every day do you see selling Facebook ads, or selling merchandise, or selling all sorts of solutions, right? Who are the ones that you are consistently saving their posts, clicking on it, looking at their content, downloading their ebooks, watching their videos? I guarantee you, the people whose content that you are consuming or saving, they're the ones that you resonate with the most, that you connect with the most, or that you feel like you can understand their solution the best. And like I said, they will pay you for the implementation and the accountability, because if everybody has access to all of this information, why aren't they using it? Why isn't everybody successful? Why don't all of you have a thriving signature program, product, or service? Why aren't all coaches attracting their ideal clients? Why aren't all business owners thriving and, you know, generating the level of profit they need to succeed long term? Okay, and it all comes down to different things, but this approach is going to help you build those relationships and those connections from the very beginning, right? Rather than, hey, here, buy my shit, this is all about, hey, here's something that can help you. Whether you're gonna connect with it or not is up to you. And the best part about this entire process is the people that are meant to connect with it will. Okay, the people who are meant to work with you or want your help are the people that you will connect with the most as well, right? And my entire business is proof of this. Like, realistically, when I started my first online business, I had an email list of around, I think it was 700 to 1200 people initially, right? And I didn't have any direct ads. I didn't have anything. I literally didn't even have a product at that point. I just started to connect with people, share my story, share some of the solutions I'd come up with during my journey, and more people started to connect with me. More and more people started to reach out to me. More and more people started to let me know of where they were struggling so that I could start going and creating a better solution to help more of them. Either more programs, either more products, either more services that are gonna help them solve those problems. All right, so it is a great way to filter out the types of people that you do want to attract, okay? And once people start to consume your content, this is the gold mine right here, right? Like, if you want the golden nugget, it is not the fact that you can create a lot of content. It is the fact that you can get a lot of people to consume it. And even this podcast, right? In the last 2 months, I've had close to 200 to 300 downloads a week, and that was great, right? But the thing that excited me the most is almost I'm getting an 80% play rate, right? Whereas 6 months ago, I was getting a similar download rate, but I was getting around 20 people out of the 200 to 300 downloads playing the episodes, right? And statistically now, I'm getting most people listening all the way through to 80 to 90%, which for this type of medium is great. And for me, that is the most important statistic, because I know that they're either resonating with what I'm sharing, benefiting from it, or it's helping them in some way solve the problems that they've got. And at least hopefully between my really bad jokes and me being a little bit relatable, you guys are able to get to know, like, and trust me a lot more. And I'm just being transparent because this is the opportunity that all of you have with so many free mediums that you guys have access to nowadays, between YouTube, Facebook, podcasts, blogging, anything like that, where you can start giving away results in advance, right? There's no upsells with this podcast. There's no anything else, right? You guys have access to different things, but if you only want to consume this content and use it for your own benefit, you can, right? So that's why I love this approach, right? And I always call it RIA, you know, results in advance. What can I do to help you solve a problem for free? All right. The best part about building rapport and getting people to know, like, and trust you is what you'll also start doing throughout the process is you'll start getting rid of time vampires. Now, what do I mean by that, right? It's the type of people that want to ask you a million questions because they don't want to think for themselves. They haven't tried it themselves. They haven't failed it themselves, but they want somebody to give them the answer, right? They have these problems and they're like, oh man, I don't know how to do it. So let me go ask everybody else how to do it, rather than trying to find a solution, fail forward, and work out exactly where the gap is, and then go find something to close that gap, whether it's knowledge, whether it's a mentor, whether it's a product, process, or something that you can do and use to close that gap. Whereas the people who consume your content, the people that benefit from it, the people that start to implement what they can from it, those are the types of clients that we want to work with, because by the time they go through your free content, by the time they, let's say, book in for a free consultation, or they get you to come down to their business and, you know, for you to present your product or service, you already have some level of relationship. They've already consumed enough of your stuff to almost pre-qualify themselves before they even come to you. Because if they didn't like your stuff, they wouldn't have consumed it, and they wouldn't have tried to implement it and realize that, hey, the implementation phase is actually the hardest thing to be able to do. Otherwise, everybody would do it, right? So what I love around this process is the fact that we are able, like I said, to get the leads to qualify themselves. It's the same reason when I give away free content, or I give away a free training or a webinar, and then somebody fills out an application process. My application form is long, right? It's long and it's detailed, and it gets them to be very specific, not general, around where they are now, where they want to go, and what they are willing to commit or invest to be able to get there. And why haven't they got there to date? What are they responsible for? Where is the gap? And what are they willing to do about it? Same thing, I want them, by the time I even get on the phone with them, I want them to already be hungry for the solution. And I also want them to connect with the fact that they know I have the solution for them. They just might not know all the details about how to connect the dots, which is what I will be happy to do for them on a call. All right, hopefully you guys are following what I'm saying here. All right, the other benefit about getting rid of time vampires, having long application forms, presenting the type of content that people can consume and use for free, all right, is it also allows you to get more confident and feel better and getting great at saying no. Okay, like if somebody hasn't consumed my content and they're asking me questions that I know I answer in my content, I'm gonna go tell them to consume my content before I waste any time on them. Doesn't mean I don't wanna help them, just means that, hey, you gotta show me a little bit of initiative first. If somebody fills out the application form and they don't fill out all the information, they don't have full transparency, they don't be honest or responsible around where they're at, that's a no for me. I'm not gonna get on a call with them. I'm gonna write them a very polite email and say, hey, look, until you're ready or until you're willing to do X, Y, and Z, I'm not willing to jump on a call. You're not ready, right? I did this, I think I shared with you guys a couple of weeks ago. Man, this guy's business is backwards. Like, I honestly don't believe it'll be around in 3 to 6 months. I don't. But yet he wasn't willing to do the things he needed to do to invest in himself and to take action. I could see that his languaging was saying all of that. Hey, you're not ready. I wish you all the best, but you're not ready. And I felt 100% comfortable with that, because I know the people that aren't willing to do the stuff initially are also going to be the same people that aren't willing to do the things ongoing, right? And it's the same with, I'm sure, a lot of the clients that you work with or people that you know, right? The ones who always have the stories or the excuses, or they're sick and it's dog and it's animal and it's kids and it's everything else in life affects them from doing what they should be doing. Those are the ones that don't succeed. Might sound harsh, but I've seen it too many times to have a different perspective, right? Where the ones that get stuff done regardless of what's going on in life, regardless of the commitment, regardless of the investment, those are the ones that are going to be successful. Hence why I want to give away this content for free, because man, if you're going to consume it, and then you're gonna take action to implement it, and then you're gonna realize, hey, the implementation is hard, so you're gonna go get help with the implementation. You are my client, because I'm gonna drive you forward and help you succeed as quickly as I can, because I know you're hungry for it. I know if I give you a couple of things, you're gonna dive straight into it. And you've gone through my qualification process. All right, and this is so important. Regardless of the type of business you have, you need to have some form of qualification process. And why not do it by giving value, right? I see all of these Facebook ads and I see all of these application forms that, hey, you must do this, 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 and this to qualify. Fair enough, right? But what have you given them first? If that's your ad and you've never given anybody any value, I am sure a lot of them have a big double middle finger pointing straight at that ad, because who are you to get me to qualify before you've given me anything, right? That's why I love this approach, results in advance. Let me give you the value. Let me show you the why, the what, and the how. What are you going to make of it? What are you going to consume? And what are you going to do about it? Then I'll get you to qualify yourself. Then I'll get you to jump through a few hoops to see if you are the right fit. But if I haven't done that first, do you think I have the same leverage, the same respect, the same trust to be able to get them to have to pre-qualify themselves when I've never provided any value in the first place? I've never really even shown them what my solution looks like. I've never given them a sense of belief in how it could help them and why they need it. I've just put stuff up there and say, hey, you need to qualify for my shit. Buy my shit, and hey, before you do that, qualify yourself first. Right? It's a backwards approach and it's not going to work. I'm already seeing it not working for a lot of people, and they're like, man, what do I do? Well, first things first, give away some value, give away some results in advance. Show people your solution by giving it to them, right? Without the fear of giving away too much. It's not some hidden thing. If somebody wants to learn how to lose weight now, there's enough free resources to do that. If they want to learn how to grow an online business, if they want to learn how to do graphic design, if they want to learn how to do anything like that, it all exists for free. So why not position yourself in that market with the highest value in a professional way and in a way that's going to get people to know, like, and trust you and connect with you? That's what the differentiating factor will be with why they work with you versus somebody else. All right. Like I said, when you get good at this process, part and parcel of it is getting good at saying no and filtering out who your qualified leads are and attracting more of your ideal clients and feeling good about saying no to the ones who don't fit that mold. Because you and I both know that the more of those people you take on, the more headaches you will have and the more you will end up resenting your business and that decision. Now, the last two points here are pretty similar. Okay, but I want you to write them down or at least think about them. All right, the first two is by taking on this approach, it's more about illumination versus persuasion, right? And I can't claim those two words. It's somebody that I follow and respect that when I heard that, I was like, man, I really, really like that. And I'll share with you my two afterwards. But when I think about illumination, right, it's like being that guiding light out in front of somebody, being that inspiration, being that leader through integrity by, you know, practicing what you preach, doing what you are, being a great representation of your story, being transparent in your journey and what led you to that solution, right? And where you're at right now and how that solution is benefiting you and other people that you help and work with. If I illuminate my solution, if I illuminate the things that can benefit other people, right? It's attracting. People are attracted to those sorts of characters. They're attracted to their story, their transparency, and how they represent themselves versus persuasion. I'm always telling you how good my shit is, right? But at the end of the day, you always have a bit of a disconnect because the only person talking about how good my stuff is me. Right? I'm not getting the level of testimonials, or if I am, I'm getting them after telling everybody how good my stuff is, right? It doesn't feel organic. It feels forced. It feels like I'm having to persuade somebody why they need my solution, right? It's like telling everyone, hey, you need this, 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 and this, right? Versus if you're in this situation and you're struggling with these things, this is something that could really help you, right? Can you see the difference? Right, being able to, you know, highlight to people a better way or a way that could help them versus telling me what I need. It's the difference between you coming to a decision yourself or your parents telling you what you need to do. All right. And we all say, you know what we say to our parents when they tell us what we need to do, right? You don't want to be in the persuading game ever. You want to be in the illumination game. You want to be the illuminating character that people are drawn to because they connect with you, they resonate with you, they know, like, and trust you, and you've given away results in advance. straight away that takes away the barrier for people, because it's not about upsells and downsells and opting in and any of that shit. It's just like, hey, if you want access to this, go grab it. And hey, if you'd like other great free content, put your email in and I will send you free content on a daily basis, or join my Facebook group that's completely free with no upsells and it's designed to help you with X, Y, and Z. All right, be the illumination, be the illuminating character. Don't be in the persuasion game, because too many people are in the persuasion game now. What's going to make me choose you versus somebody else? That your persuasive skills are better, right? Maybe short term, but long term, that's just not going to fly. All right, the last 2 points here, and they, like I said, they're in line with what I talked about before, is focus on connection versus convincing. All right, if you're focused on connection, then my aim is to connect with as many people as I can. And like I said to you guys, I spent the whole month of, what was it, June, just giving away free advice to everybody that connected with me on Instagram. And now I've got a whole bunch of people that are sharing my stuff. They're tagging me and they're going, hey, great posts, and sending me content. And hey, I've got an event coming up, or do you want to speak on my podcast, right? I didn't expect anything. Right, my intention was to connect with more people, to build my following, to start growing an audience on Instagram, because prior to June, I didn't do jack shit on Instagram. And those of you who aren't on Instagram yet, I would definitely recommend getting on there, because it's like how Facebook used to be 5 years ago. Everyone's positive, lots of great feedback, and everybody sees your organic content. Right? The algorithm still works. No one's having to pay to get their organic content out like you have to on Facebook now. If I'm focused on the connection first, right? What do you think my energy is like when I'm giving away free content? What do you think my positioning is like? What do you think my character comes across as? Do I come across in an illumination light versus a persuasion light? Yeah, obviously the illumination. If I'm in the convincing game, convincing you why you need this solution, convincing you why it's important, convincing you why you should be doing this for yourself, now I'm back in the persuasion game, right? And I'm not going to be able to attract the people that I want into my business. And if I do end up convincing somebody, then they're going to be the wrong fit, right? Because like I said, I want to qualify my leads and attract my ideal clients. And if I focus on illumination and I focus on connection, attraction will follow. If I stay in persuasion and convincing, I'm going to end up with the wrong type of clientele, or I'm going to end up pissing off my list or my audience, because no one wants to be told what they need to do. No one wants to be persuaded into anything or convinced around it. Do some people need a kick up the ass? Hell yes, but I can illuminate that for them. I can illuminate where they're at and touch on those pain points without convincing or persuading them. I hope that makes sense to you, because often, especially in technical industries, right, like fitness, like chiropractors, like anything like that, we can get caught up in the, you need to do this because your posture's here, your back's here, you're not eating properly, you're doing all of this, and I'm highlighting all this shit, but ultimately, I'm in the convincing game, I'm in the persuasion game, I'm telling them all the reasons why they need to do it versus connecting with where they're at, what they really want, and illuminating the solution for them, getting them to self-select in the why and connect their why to my solution. When I can do that, guys, you will not understand the difference in the level of client that you will attract and how long that client will stay with you, right? Because there's a relationship and a connection there that they value above most things in their life, right? And that's what I want. I want to be that person in their life that illuminates them, that lights them up, that drives them, that lifts them to a new level, that they feel like they have such a strong connection with, that they know I always have their best interest at heart. When I can do that, I am going to separate myself from everybody else out there. And those of you who are new and you're starting your business and you don't have a list and you're trying to tap into a new market, right? Which is exactly where I am right now with my new program, The Process of Being Free. Everything's brand new. I'm going after a completely different market than I normally work with, right? And for me, the best way to do it is this, right? If I can start connecting with people because I'm giving them results in advance, I'm always going to be able to get them to qualify themselves and end up attracting more of my ideal clients, which for me, ultimately, after doing this so many times and helping so many other people with it, I'm very clear and good at saying no, but also very clear on who I want to work with and why I want to work with them and how I can help them the best way possible. And that's what I want to give you. So like I say at the end of every episode, guys, if you feel like this resonated with you, comment, let me know. Let me know what you connect with the most. Share it with anyone that you think would benefit from it. And if you're not tapping in to my Freedom Hack episodes, right, guys? They're short 5 to 9 minute episodes most days, all right? Either on my Facebook, my blog, or my YouTube channel, guys. Make sure you connect with me there. And I'm excited to jump into next week's episode, which, like I think I teased last week, I'm gonna be diving into my story a little bit more and showing you guys how I've been able to develop my own signature program and process and service multiple times now in a very strategic way, right? And I'm gonna empower you guys with that process. So until then, I hope you have a great week and I will speak to you soon.